Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've tuned in to this GCSE physics study session. Today we're diving into one of those topics that sounds simple on the surface, no pun intended, but actually rewards students who really understand the physics behind it. We're talking about atmospheric pressure, which is topic 2.11 on the OCR specification. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to explain exactly why atmospheric pressure exists, why it decreases as you go higher, and, crucially, why that decrease is not a straight line. These are exactly the kinds of details that separate a grade 4 from a grade 7 in the exam. So grab your revision notes, maybe a cup of tea, and let's get into it. Let's start with the big question. What actually is atmospheric pressure? The atmosphere is the layer of air that surrounds the Earth. Now, here's the key insight. Air is not nothing. Air has mass. It's made up of billions and billions of tiny gas molecules, mostly nitrogen and oxygen. And because they have mass, gravity pulls them towards the Earth. The result is that the entire column of air sitting above any point on Earth's surface has weight. That weight pressing down is what we call atmospheric pressure. But here's where it gets really interesting. Atmospheric pressure isn't just about weight pressing down. At the particle level, it's about collisions. Those air molecules are constantly moving in all directions at high speed, and when they collide with a surface, any surface, including your skin right now, each collision exerts a tiny force. Add up billions of those collisions every second across every square meter, and you get atmospheric pressure. So we have two complementary ways to think about this. The macroscopic view, the weight of the air column above you. The microscopic view, the frequency of molecular collisions per unit area per second. Both are valid, and OCR examiners want you to be comfortable with both. Now, here's the exam critical question. What happens to atmospheric pressure as altitude increases? Let's think about it from the macroscopic perspective first. If you climb a mountain, there is less air above you. The column of air pressing down on you is shorter and lighter, so the weight of air above you decreases, and therefore the pressure decreases. Simple enough. But now let's think about it from the particle perspective, because this is where the marks really are. As you go higher, the density of the atmosphere decreases. What does density mean here? It means fewer molecules per cubic meter. The molecules are more spread out, more sparsely distributed. Because there are fewer molecules in a given volume, there are fewer collisions per second per unit area with any surface. And that is why the pressure is lower. Notice the precise language I just used. Fewer collisions per second per unit area. That phrase is gold in an exam answer. Examiners specifically credit that phrasing. If you just write less pressure because there are fewer molecules, you'll get some credit. But to earn all the marks, you need to explain the mechanism. Fewer molecules means fewer collisions per second per unit area, which means less force per unit area, which means lower pressure. Now, there's a really important graph skill here. The relationship between altitude and atmospheric pressure is not linear. It is not a straight line. It's a curve. Specifically, it follows an exponential-style decay. This is fundamentally different from liquid pressure, where pressure increases linearly with depth. Why is atmospheric pressure nonlinear? Here's the key. As you go higher, not only is there less air above you, but the air itself becomes less dense. So the rate at which pressure drops actually slows down as you go higher. Near the ground, where the air is dense, pressure drops quickly with altitude. High up in the stratosphere, where the air is already very sparse, pressure drops more slowly. The result is that curved graph, steep near the bottom, flattening out towards the top, but never quite reaching zero within the atmosphere. This is a classic exam trap. If a question shows you a graph and asks you to describe the relationship, do not say it is linear. Do not draw a straight line of best fit. The correct description is, as altitude increases, atmospheric pressure decreases at a decreasing rate. Or more simply, the decrease is nonlinear, showing a curve that becomes less steep at higher altitudes. Let me also address one more concept that sometimes confuses students: the comparison between atmospheric pressure and liquid pressure. In liquids, pressure increases with depth in a linear way because the liquid is essentially incompressible. The density stays the same throughout. But the atmosphere is compressible. Gravity compresses the lower layers of the atmosphere, making them denser. So the density of air is not constant. It's highest at sea level and decreases with altitude. This is why the pressure-altitude relationship is curved, not straight. Right, let's talk exam technique because this is where marks are won and lost. Common mistake number one, saying that air molecules move slower at high altitude to explain lower pressure. This is wrong. Temperature and speed of molecules are related, but altitude and temperature don't have a simple relationship that you need to invoke here. The correct explanation is about density, fewer molecules per unit volume, not about molecular speed. If you mention speed, you'll likely lose marks or confuse the examiner. Common mistake number two, using vague language like, the air is thinner up there. Examiners do not award marks for thinner air. You must say, the density of the atmosphere decreases, or there are fewer molecules per unit volume. Be precise. Vague language costs you marks. Common mistake number three, assuming the pressure-altitude graph is linear. We've covered this, but it's worth repeating because it comes up in data questions. If you're asked to draw or interpret a graph, always show a curve. Steep at low altitude, gradually flattening at high altitude. Now, some positive exam technique. When you see the command word explain in a question about atmospheric pressure, you need to give a cause and effect chain. A strong answer structure for a 3-mark explain question would be, state the cause, gravity acts on air molecules, giving them weight, explain the mechanism, as altitude increases, density decreases, so there are fewer molecules per unit volume, linked to the outcome, fewer collisions per second per unit area means less force per unit area, so lower pressure. That's three clear linked points, 3 marks. For describe questions about a graph, use comparative language. As altitude increases, atmospheric pressure decreases. The rate of decrease is greater at lower altitudes than at higher altitudes, giving a nonlinear curved relationship. One more tip. Always distinguish between the cause and the mechanism. The cause of atmospheric pressure is gravity acting on the mass of air. The mechanism is molecular collisions with surfaces. Examiners love it when candidates show they understand both levels of explanation. Okay, time to test yourself. I'll ask 5 questions. Try to answer each one before I give you the answer. Question 1. What is the microscopic cause of atmospheric pressure? The answer is air molecules colliding with surfaces, creating a force per unit area. Question 2. Why does atmospheric pressure decrease with altitude? The answer is because the density of the atmosphere decreases, meaning fewer molecules per unit volume, leading to fewer collisions per second per unit area. Question 3. Is the relationship between altitude and atmospheric pressure linear or nonlinear? Nonlinear. It is a curve, not a straight line. Question 4. What is the key phrase examiners want to see when you explain lower pressure at altitude? Fewer collisions per second per unit area. Question 5. Why is the atmospheric pressure graph curved rather than straight, unlike liquid pressure? Because the density of air decreases with altitude, whereas liquid density stays constant, so the rate of pressure change itself changes. Brilliant work getting through this episode. Let's recap the key points. Atmospheric pressure is caused by the weight of the air column above a point, and at the particle level by the frequency of molecular collisions per unit area per second. As altitude increases, atmospheric density decreases, fewer molecules per unit volume, so there are fewer collisions per second per unit area, and pressure decreases. This relationship is nonlinear. It curves, with the steepest drop near sea level and a more gradual decrease at higher altitudes. Never draw a straight line for this graph. Remember your key phrase, fewer collisions per second per unit area. Use precise language, density, not thinness. Explain both the macroscopic cause and the microscopic mechanism. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing those exam-style questions, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck.